telling him what he can and can't do. That's why we're still buying oil from Russia.
He's one of our Team C&B truckers. Thanks for calling in, my friend. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Clay, hopefully the world looks like it's calming down a bit tomorrow. We'll have to see, although unlikely. We will follow it here for you folks. We will make sense of it all. Thanks for spending some time today with Clay and Buck. Talk to you soon.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
As you know, our friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. His team fit us for our very own MyPillows among their other incredible products. You guys have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, so Mike has another special offer for all of our listeners. For a limited time, the My Slippers are 50% off with the promo code CLAYANDBUCK. These slippers offer all-day comfort with extra cushioning made to wear both in and outside the home.
Make sure to also check out their overstock sale that includes deep discounts on select pillows, towels, sheets, and more for a limited time. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials to check out this sale and for 50% off the My Slippers. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Enter promo code CLAYANDBUCK or call 800-792-3269. That's 800-792-3269 or enter promo code Clay and Buck for these great radio specials.
Larry Elder here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free relief factor. You know, we all get a little bit older every day, and we all experience aches and pains. Many people even struggle just to get out of bed in the morning and face the world. If you're one of them, then you could be exactly the person Relief Factor was made to help. Let me tell you about Catherine in Pennsylvania. She had shoulder aches, and I mean the kind that were ruining her life. She decided to give Relief Factor a try because she'd heard so many of us on the radio singing its praises. And guess what? After only a few weeks, her pain was nearly gone. No side effects, just relief. Many of my friends and I take Relief Factor every single day. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried it, and about 70% have gone on to order more. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
L-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Live from the world famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war. And now he and his country will bear the consequences.
President Biden says this is Vladimir Putin's war. The president announcing a new round of sanctions targeting Russia after its invasion of Ukraine, calling it an unprovoked confrontation.
The Russian military has begun a brutal assault on the people of Ukraine. Without provocation, without justification, without necessity, this is a premeditated attack.
The new sanctions target Russian banks, business leaders, and high-tech sectors. The penalties fall in line with the White House's insistence that it would look to hit Russia's financial system and Putin's inner circle, while also imposing export controls that would aim to starve Russia's industries and military of U.S. semiconductors and other high-tech products. Also at townhall.com, stocks fell worldwide after Russia's attack on Ukraine sent fear throughout the markets. Correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The heaviest losses hit stocks in Europe after European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen called Russia's invasion a brutal act of war. The German DAX fell 4%. Prices, however, are looking to shoot up at the petrol pumps and grocery stores around the world. Russia and Ukraine are major producers not only of energy but also grains and various other commodities. War could upend global supplies, as could sanctions brought by the United States and other allies. Oil prices on both sides of the Atlantic jumped toward or above $100 per barrel to their highest levels since 2014, up more than 5%. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ellen Wall Street. Stocks have recovered somewhat. The Dow is down 220 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 244. More at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired.
To tell you what direct lender FOMO is. So let's say you buy a new home, and maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters.
Or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later,
you hear us being forced.
Hired.
Hired. To tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out.
Because you probably did miss out.
And that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. Rec Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. At an empty Allegiant Stadium, Governor Sisolak, who is facing re-election this year, laid out his recovery plan from COVID-19, a road that will be paved with billions of dollars in federal funding in the pandemic aid for Nevada. The initiatives mentioned in his address yesterday will be paid for by using more than $2.7 billion the Silver State has gotten under last year's American Rescue Plan. Sisolak said Nevada's economy is one of the fastest growing in the country, with gaming revenues at an all-time high. He added he has not raised taxes since taking office and had no plans to do so in the future. Groundbreaking Las Vegas Strip headliner The Amazing Jonathan has passed away. Since 2009, he had suffered from cardiomyopathy, a degenerative disease which weakens the heart. Now, back when he was given the original diagnosis, AJ, he was known by AJ by his friends, was told by his doctors he had a year to live. Well, he began his career as a street magician in San Francisco, coming to Las Vegas in 2001, where he was a headliner at the Golden Nugget. He was 63.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, I'm taking a look at the traffic cams right now. I don't see any accident on the incident sheet from NDOT, but I certainly see some bumper-to-bumper flows right now on the Beltway. That's 215 eastbound at Decatur. Give yourself some extra time to kind of squeeze through that corridor of the 215. Thank you.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, February 24th. There is a war going on half a world away. We're going to talk about that. There's all kinds of stuff going on locally. We'll be talking with John Kovacs, a candidate for Congress in CD3. Also, Barack Zilberberg, one of nine candidates for governor of the state of Nevada. We'll talk with him about his campaign and a whole lot more. And we'll have the very latest on what's going on in Ukraine. It's not getting any better, and in fact, it's getting worse. The president spoke about an hour and a half ago, and more sanctions. Beyond that, I can't tell you how we're gonna fix this. It looks like there is going to be a full-scale war, and a lot of people are going to die. Joining us now, I'm always happy to have him in studio, Michael Shouse, the former communications director for NPRI and the founder of ShouseCreative.com. He is a political columnist, and he joins me now. Michael, how you been?
You know, I've been pretty good. I'm not going to be planning a trip to Eastern Europe anytime soon.
Can't cancel the reservations. We've got a full-scale invasion going on. We're right in the middle of it in Ukraine. There are 200,000 Russian soldiers that are poised to take over Ukraine. How did we get to this point?
Man, it's been decades of just mismanagement on the foreign policy front. I mean, yeah, I'm not an expert when it comes to post-Soviet history here in Russia and Eastern Europe and what have you. But from what I've read, everybody from Tulsi Gabbard to Rich Lowry to fill in the blank, they all have pretty good points because there's just been a mess when it comes to how the West has dealt with the post-Soviet states and how much they've decided to support them or how much they've decided to say, hey, you're on your own. So it's been really mixed signals, I think, for a lot of those countries.
What is going to stop this thing? I mean, they thought that they could do diplomacy and they ratcheted up different sanctions, but I don't think sanctions mean much. I mean, we've done sanctions to Russia down through the years, and it doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, Putin doesn't care. I mean, this is the biggest thing. You have to understand, Vladimir Putin is not like an American president, and he's not like a British prime minister, or he's not like a chancellor in Germany. The man has his own motivations, and really he doesn't care what the rest of the world thinks, says, or does. When he invaded Crimea, let's all flash back to that for a minute. When he took over Crimea, we pretty much knew at some point he was going to try to take the rest of Ukraine. He wasn't really coy about it. He was very open about the fact that he believes Ukraine belongs within his territory.
I want to ask you, how do you see this thing ending? I mean, is this going to have a real bloody ending? Are there going to be tens of thousands of people on both sides, Russian and Ukrainian, that end up dying as a result of this?
Yeah, I mean, in Ukraine, it's absolutely going to be bloody. I feel really, really horrible for the folks in Ukraine. I've got on social media, I've actually got quite a bit of followers and friends in the Ukraine, and I'm seeing videos that they're posting from, their balconies in major cities in Ukraine showing the bombs going off and things like that, and it's terrifying. you know, it's going to be a mess. I know just, I think it was just this morning, the president or prime minister, whoever it is, of Ukraine was basically telling people, hey, arm yourselves. We're going to try to give civilians guns and everybody needs to be part of the resistance. And even with that, it might just be too little too late because Russia's very well organized and Putin is determined.
So what is the UN doing? What is NATO doing? I know that Ukraine is not a member of NATO, but they are you know, a country in good standing with the rest of the world, and that's where the UN comes in. What's the UN, what's NATO doing?
Well, you know, the UN is really sticking to their strength here and doing absolutely nothing. I mean, that's just their role.
It's
apparently
true.
You know, as far as NATO goes, it's kind of a mess because Ukraine's not technically a part of NATO, but NATO has expressed willingness to support them, and there's probably legitimate reason for them to support Ukraine. So my guess is you're going to see various countries or organizations, including NATO, including the U.S., trying to support in indirect ways. So maybe giving more arms to the Ukrainian military, maybe trying to give some sort of financial aid or incentives or what have you. I mean, that's what you're really going to see at this point, because nobody, I think nobody wants to actually get in a boots-on-the-ground shooting war with Russia. You wouldn't think so.
Well, with 200,000 troops right there on the border, can NATO put together 200,000 troops? I don't think they can.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they can purely because of their bureaucratic nature. I mean, it's kind of that's been the downfall of NATO and UN and all those organizations, is that nobody wants to be the first one to do something. I mean, Ukraine's got some neighbors, and we've got some forces in Europe that probably could mobilize pretty fast in today's world, but they're not going to because nobody wants to be the person that says, hey, let's step up and save Ukraine.
President Biden says that we're not going to put boots on the ground in Ukraine. He has pulled the special forces units that have been there and have moved them to Germany, I believe. And I guess my question is, so who's going to fight the Russians? Is it just going to be a bunch of shopkeepers with rifles?
That might be what it ends up being. I mean, the Ukrainian military is, you know, they exist, but they're certainly not a huge force to be reckoned with. I'm sure that they've got some elite squads and what have you. The average Ukrainian, though, you know, there's only about 1.5 million guns in Ukraine that are privately owned. And that's not a lot. I mean, in the United States, we have 400 million, okay? We've got more guns than people in the United States. Ukrainians there's not really a culture there where a lot of people are going to be trained or equipped to take on organized Russian forces. That doesn't mean that it can't be done. I mean, history is full of examples of disorganized individuals fighting large militaries, like Vietnam, Afghanistan, fill in the blank. But it's definitely going to be a really, really big upward march for them.
I'm curious, though, what the sanctions against banks, against oligarchs, maybe against Putin himself, what's going to happen? Will there be any, like are we going to see the tanks turn around and head back to Russia?
Probably not. I mean, the banks, the sanctions on banks was probably one of the bigger issues, one of the things that will put some pressure on Putin. But when you're looking at the sanctions, they haven't really cared that much about sanctions in the past. And let's again go back to the wonderful incompetence of organizations like the UN. You know, think about the oil, food for oil, you know, that happened in Iraq. And I mean, all of these ways that various countries have gotten around supposed sanctions and the UN just kind of looks the other way. I would not be surprised if the oligarchs in Russia are figuring out ways to keep their money flowing in indirectly.
Again, Michael Shouse joining us. He is the former communications director for NPRI. He is the founder of ShouseCreative.com. He is a political columnist. We're going to talk about an issue that means a lot to him because we've talked about it before, and that is school choice. And there is breaking news on that front this week. There are lawsuits that have been filed or will be filed against these two initiatives that are school choice oriented. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Why is the governor coercing us? Why are there vaccine mandates? Why are we still under a so-called emergency? Why? Because those in office have turned government of the people, by the people, and for the people on its head. It is high time for we the people to stop this travesty and set things straight, not just for ourselves, but also for our children and grandchildren. I am a military veteran who served proudly in the 1980s, forcing the Berlin Wall to tumble down, signifying socialism's defeat. Now it is time to rise up and defeat the self-proclaimed Nevada Democrat Socialists who are ruining our great state. On the team who beat them once, I assure you, together, we will beat them again this year. I am Tony Grady, candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Elect me to be your voice. Together, let's shout from the mountaintop. We're mad and we're not going to take it anymore. Please visit TonyGradyForNevada.com and join our team. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
People say that love starts in the kitchen, but at Findlay's Subaru of Las Vegas, we believe that love starts with giving back to the community. Starting February 1st until February 28th, Findlay's Subaru of Las Vegas is collecting non-perishable food items for the Las Vegas Rescue Mission. Join us in celebrating a month of love by helping support those in need. A dash of kindness, a cup of joy, and a heap of love have the power to make the perfect recipe. To learn more, visit SubaruofLasVegas.com.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love talking with Michael Schaus because we share one very key interest, and that is school choice. That the only way we're going to take our schools from being dead last to at least middle of the pack, maybe upper 5%, is going to be by school choice. And there are two initiatives that are going to be out getting signatures in our community across our state, and both deal with school choice in a different way. Michael Schaus joining us, the former communications director for NPRI, the founder of ShausCreative.com. He is a political columnist, and you've written a lot about this. You and I have talked a lot about this. We've got these two initiatives that are going to be filed with the Secretary of State. Tell me, give me the backstory of these initiatives.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is, you know, pretty much exactly what you would expect. We've got one is an ESA version that they want to try to implement again. So it would do exactly what the ESAs did. It would say whatever the state spends on your normal per pupil amount for public education would be available to your student in a savings account that then you could spend on tuition or anything like that. It's a really promising thing. It's exactly what we have always wanted in school choice, because it allows the parents to decide where their tax dollars are actually going to go for their child's education.
And what's the difference? Is there a difference in statutes? One is statutory initiative and the other is constitutional.
Yeah.
Explain what the difference for those that don't follow this.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing, the constitutional one would be the stronger way to go. And what I mean by that is it would be harder for some future legislature to undo. So if you get it constitutionally, it would be in the Constitution that tax dollars are going to follow the students rather than go to a specific system. And that would be a huge win. It would be extraordinarily difficult for any future legislator to pull it back. The problem is it takes longer. For a constitutional amendment, you have to get it before the voters twice. So you're talking about two election cycles that it would have to be approved. The statutory version, I believe that's just asking the legislature to consider the issue. And that's obviously going to be a little bit more risky, because we've seen that we've got a legislative landscape that is pretty hostile to school choice. So they might not, you know, want to actually implement something that's going to be as effective as we need.
Well, but this is, to me, has always been the logical alternative to trying to battle the teachers unions and the Democrat Party in Carson City. That if you need to go around the legislative branch of government, the easiest way to do it is by initiative. Now, explain what has happened just in the last few days, these lawsuits involving these two measures.
Yeah, and well, before I get to the lawsuits, I should mention, too, that nowhere else in the country has an initiative for school choice passed by the voters. Teachers unions have done a miraculous job of killing these things in their infancy, but things have changed within the last few years. We see the public support for things like school choice have absolutely skyrocketed. So it's a very different political landscape. So that's, I'm sure, why they decided to bring forward these two proposals. Unfortunately, there was a lawsuit, of course, against both. We knew that there would be, and it's on the usual technical stuff. I think in one case they're saying that the ballot initiative does not adequately explain how much it would cost the state. And we knew that this was going to happen. We knew that they were going to find some excuse to sue it. They were not going to just let this go collect signatures and end up on the ballot without putting up a fight. But it is extraordinarily frustrating to see just how emphatic some people are about keeping kids trapped in bad schools simply so that way public education system can brag about larger budgets, I guess.
So what's the next step? So what's the timetable?
So this is going to, you know, sure enough, go in front of a judge. If a judge decides that everything's okay, they can then go forward and collect signatures. I forget exactly how many signatures they need, maybe 140,000.
140,000.
Yeah, 140,000. So they'll have to go collect those signatures, certain amount in each one of the congressional districts. And if they get all that done, in theory, they could have it on the ballots by the time the elections roll around later this year. Now, that's going to be a very... Yeah, it's going to take a lot of effort, and it's going to take a lot of dedication, and honestly, it's going to take a lot of money. But it would be something that would be great to see. I would love to see this question put in front of the voters, where the teachers' unions can't just bully some politician into cutting it down or watering it down. It would be great to see parents actually have the ability to say, hey, I'm going to vote on this directly.
I want to ask you, we are in an election year, a midterm election year. There are 9 candidates for governor. We had 3 debates. We're going to have another session with the Keystone Group on March 23rd, I believe it is.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. And I'm just curious, have you figured out anything about who's in the top 2, top 3? I haven't seen a lot of polling on this.
Yeah, so there's been one organization that I've you know, full disclosure, I've partnered with them a couple times in the past. They've been doing some polling on it. I know that late last year, they released some polling to kind of give you an idea of where folks were. And they've got some more coming out, I think, next month. Basically, Lombardo seems